The governors of southwestern states met their counterparts from across the Mexican border this past week. Illegal immigration topped their agenda, and if the governors needed any reminder of the dangers, they could recall 14 Mexicans who died last month. Smugglers abandoned them in the desert in temperatures that reached 115 degrees. From her home in Albuquerque, essayist Kate Nelson sees a border that runs deep through our history and our geography.
Over the crunchy soil of the desert, through the angry winds of spring, they march. From the south to the north, seekers of gold, however humble that gold may be. A job as a hotel chambermaid, a stint pouring hot tar on roofs, weeks of following the harvest, farm to farm, crop to crop, state to state, every night they march. Over the border, through slumbering neighborhoods. This march began under the flag of Spain 5 centuries ago. Coronado's army marched from the south to the north for God, for glory, and for gold. Back then, they called them conquistadors, conquerors of the New World. Today, we call them migrants, illegal aliens, undocumented workers. And when they die just partway through their journey, hungry, thirsty, lost, abandoned, then we call it a tragedy. Briefly, because then we, too, move on. Here in Albuquerque, but a few hours' drive from the border, the culture in El Norte, the politics, the restaurants, the syncopated switches from English to Spanish and back, bear constant witness to our bond with the South, even the name of our state, New Mexico. And yet, by our fragile grasp of what the border means to us, it might as well be a continent away. When the 14 migrants died in the sizzling heat of the Arizona desert last month, the story didn't even make the front page of the Albuquerque Tribune. Citizens didn't rise up in horror. No one demanded that we either shore up the border or embrace the people who want to come here and take the jobs few of us care to do. Sometimes, when I'm driving around, I'll see a big, white, official-looking car with emergency lights on top. On the side of the car, it says, Border Patrol. No matter how often I see it, I always wonder, how wide is that border? The fact is, the border stretches all the way to Albuquerque because workers must come all the way to Albuquerque. And then the border widens to Denver and to Oklahoma City, to Memphis, Chicago, Salt Lake City, Boston, Seattle. From where our nation touches Mexico to where it butts up against Canada, you will find the people of the border. We all live on the border. We just don't want to admit it. It's too easy to pretend that their problems are not our problems, that we don't profit off their hard work, that they themselves just aren't there, that their deaths or their lives aren't worth making our front pages.
Kate Nelson is a columnist for the Albuquerque Tribune.